Somebody was stripping the ore off of behema or chai. But tohira uvasmeh. Whether the behema or chai is tohira, it's not an avit, or it's smeh, it isn't avit. But daka uvagasa. Whether it's a behema daka, smaller behema, or a behema gasa, larger behema, lishatia, is stripping the ore to make a gnat out of the ore. And in such a case, the ore is stripped down the entire length of the behema, from the neck to the reglan. Kideachiz. If he stripped up to two tefachim of the ore, off the behema, this is called kidei achiza. If two tefachim is enough that you can grab hold of the ore and move the behema by holding on to the ore. In such a case, since he stripped less than two tefachim off the ore is considered a yad to the basar. Meaning to say that if the basar isn't available, the ore, since the yad, if somebody would touch the yad, it's as if he touched the basar and he would become tamei. And so too, if the basar was tar, but the person was tamei, by touching this ore, which is the yad, he would be metame the basar. Ulechema. But if he is stripping the ore off the behema to make a flask out of the ore, and in such a case the ore is stripped with a circular motion, ad sheyafshid esachad. In such a case, the ore that is stripped from the behema would be considered a yad through the basar until he strips the ore that is next to the breast. After he stripped that amount of ore from the behema, the ore is no longer considered a yad, and somebody who touches the ore would not become tameh if the basar isn't available. Hamargul. Kulo chibur letameh. Letameh uletameh. Somebody who is margul, meaning to say that he is stripping the ore off the basar in order to make a chemas out of it, but he is doing it from the reglayim to the tzav, or also with a circular motion. In such a case, even though he has stripped a lot of the ore off the basar, the ore is still considered a yad to the basar until he has stripped off the ore entirely from the behema, only then is the ore no longer considered a yad. Now this din that the ore sometimes is a yad to the basar is true bein litame, bein litame. It would be true to be metame the person who is touching the ore in the case where the behema itself is an avela, and so too it would be true to be metame the basar if the person himself is tame and the behema is tar and he touches the ore, which is a yad to the basar, he would be metame the basar even though he did not come into contact with the basar itself, he only touched the ore. Since the ore is a yad, the ore would carry the tumah to the behemoth. Or sha'at sabla. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri oimer eino chibur. The chacham oimer chibur ad yashid is kutu. This which we said that somebody who is margul, he's stripping the ore from the reglayan to the sabla in a circular motion to make a chemas out of it. If he had stripped all the ore off the behemoth, except for the ore neck to the neck, in such a case, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the ore is no longer a chibur, it's no longer a yad for the basar, since the ore has almost come completely disattached from the behemoth. The Chachamim disagree though. They say that the ore is still a chibur. In the case of margul, the ore is considered a yad to the basar until you have totally stripped the ore off the behemoth. Sechet Kulam Paratas Mishnah Dalet Or Sheyeshalov Kizayis Basar. The hide of the behemoth that attached to that hide to Kizayis Basar. And that basar is in a vein. Hanogea Betziv Hayotse Nimen Ubitara Shekinegdo Tumma. If attached to that Kizayis Basar, the shred of meat. That shred of meat is loosely attached to the kizayin. And that shred of meat itself is not a kizayin. If somebody touched that shred of meat, he would be tummy since the basar is in the bin. Even though the shred is not a kizayin, but since it's attached to the kizayin to basar, the person is tummy. And so too, if he touches the shark that's on the opposite side of the ore, the basar is attached to the ore. And kinega, the basar on the opposite side of the ore, is a shark. And he touches that shark, he is tummy as if he touched the basar itself. How you will love Ishmei Chatzoy Zezer? Atami b'maza, below b'maza, Dibre Rabbi Yishmael. If attached to the ore, it's two separate half zaysim of basar. And that basar isn't available. That basar would be Matami b'maza. If he carries the ore, that there are two Chatzoy Zezim attached to it, he would become Tame. If an available is Matami b'maza. Even though we don't have a desire for basar b'makom echad in one place, since he is carrying the two Chatzoy Zezim at one time, he is Tame, but those two Chatzoy Zezim would not be Metame B'maga. If he touches the two Chatzoy Zezim, he would not become Tame. As in order for a Nevela to be Metame B'maga, it has to have a Kedai Sabasa B'makom Echad. Even though these two Chatzoy Zezim are both attached to the same ore. Since they're not B'makom Echad, it's not considered like one Negia, and therefore even though he's touching the two Chatzoy Zezim at the same time, he is not Tame. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo b'maga v'lo b'maza. Rabbi Akiva says in such a case that there are two chatzoy zeisim attached to an ore, it is not the tami, neither b'maga nor for masa. Even if he carries an or that attaches that or are two separate half dates from a busser and the busser from bela, he would not become tamed. Umoda Rabbi Akiva, b'shnei chatzoi zeifin shetachman b'kisam v'hi sita, shehu tamed. Rabbi Akiva would admit to Rabbi Shmuel that if you have two half kizeif from a busser which is in the bela, and you attach the two half kizeif from a busser with a chip of wood, and then you move these two half kizeif or you carry them, the person who moved them or carried them would be tamed. And since you attach the two half of kizeif with a chip, it's considered a kizayis of basa and it's metame the masa. And just like if you carry an avela, you become tamei fitu. If you move an avela, you become tamei. Umifnei ma Rabbi Akiva mitara ba'or, vifnei sha'or mabal. If Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Yishmael, so when you attach two half kizeif with a chip, it's considered like one kizayis and it's metame the masa. Why does he argue with Rabbi Yishmael in such a case that two half kizeif and the basa and avela attach the or and you carry them, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the person is not tame? The Mishnah answer is because the or is mevatel the basa. Since a half kizayis the basa is not a significant amount of basa and it's attached to an or, it's considered basa to the or, it's as if you have no basa there at all. Each half kizayis the basa is basa to the or, so therefore it's not metame the masa.